Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We welcome in one of the stars of CBS Sports. He will have the call of the Dolphins and the Jets on Sunday. Andrew Catalan is nice enough to join us. Andrew, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. What's happening, brother? How you doing, man?
JJ, same to you. I've been listening to you all afternoon, and you sound great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Andrew, far too kind. Let's start here. Your year, your season in this crazy 2020 campaign, how has it been from a broadcasting standpoint? I know it's very different. Obviously, it's unique, but what has the overall experience been for you?
You know, to be honest, I still struggle with announcing what I'm seeing and hearing, which is nothing in the stadium, no fans or hardly any fans, depending upon where you go. But knowing that the people at home are hearing the air sound and a fake crowd noise. And sometimes I feel like last week I did the Patriots game in Houston. I just felt like it was kind of flat in the stadium. And then I was questioning myself, do I have enough energy? You know, it's so dead in here. But obviously what you're watching at home sounds a lot different. So that's been a balance throughout most of the year. And a lot of things are different. But, you know, first and foremost, we're staying healthy on our crew. And that's what's most important in this crazy year.
With particular calls, Andrew, you mentioned that, like, crowd ambiance, a lack thereof. Do you almost feel like when you have a dramatic game or you have a dramatic play, no matter what the environment may be inside that stadium, do you feel like you almost have to, like, tune it up an extra notch because of what's going on? Or, like, do you try to approach it the same way and say, all right, I got to call it the way I call it? Like, I feel like, you know, I've not done play-by-play ever in my life, Andrew, but I feel like that's something I'd be thinking about, man, week after week.
You know, I think, if anything, I'm just myself, and myself already is can be over the top at times with excitement.
Well, that's so why I love you, Andrew, of course.
Well, I mean, I want to have fun out there. That's what it is. We're watching football on Sundays, and I get excited, and it doesn't matter the team. I don't root for a team, but if there's a big play, I'm going to get excited. So I haven't had to worry too much about that. I just decided at the beginning of the year, I got to be myself and make sure the energy stays up on the you know, the slower plays, the second and tens in the first quarter. That is something I'll monitor. But I know if there's a big play, I'm going to be me, and more times than not, I'm going to be pretty excited about it.
Let's get to this game Sunday. You're going to call with James Lofton, the winless New York Jets. And Andrew, I think, if you've been listening to this show over the last hour and a half, or if you've been listening to the station over the last 2 or 3 months, the obsession amongst New York Jet fans has kind of transitioned. It has transitioned away from the quarterback that you're going to see in returning in Sam Darnold. And in many ways, it has become all about Trevor Lawrence and all about that number one pick. But I get the sense, Andrew, when you talk to Coach Gase and you talk to, you know, a bunch of the different Jets that are playing right now, they're probably going to be so sick and tired of hearing about, you know, number one pick, and I'm sure they don't want to be a part of a winless 0-16 season.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I listen to the fan all the time. You know, I live in Jersey. I grew up here, and I always have it on, and I'm always listening. And I can hear what the fans are saying, and I get it. But at the same time, that is not at all the picture that's going on inside that building, at least from what I can tell. I mean, you know, Sam Darnold is a perfect example for this Sunday. I mean, he doesn't have to come back and play. They're 0-10. If he takes a bad hit, he's already said that his shoulder, it could knock him out a few more weeks. So why rush it? Why get him back out there? It's because he's competitive. I mean, these guys want to win. They want to play. They don't want that 0-10 stain on their resume for the rest of their career. So, you know, as much as the Jets fan is like, you know, saying, hey, Trevor Lawrence, and where are they going to trade Sam and all this stuff, these guys don't think about it. They are sick and tired of getting questions about them, as you just said, and they want to go out there and win a game. And, you know, I heard you say last hour that this is a good chance for the Jets to get a win. Maybe. I know you're a Dolphins guy, but you look at the Jets' schedule coming up, and this is one that stands out down the stretch where, hey, we may need to get this one if we're not going to go 0-16.
You've been preparing for this game all week. You had the Jets and the Dolphins earlier in the year, before Tua was even named as the starting quarterback. From a Jets standpoint, Andrew, have you noticed the difference in them, what you saw down in South Florida and what you've seen on film, I don't know, over the last three or four games?
Well, I think defensively they're playing a little bit better than they were earlier in the season. They still have the penalties, which, you know, continue to haunt them this year. But I think the thing that you look at the Jets in this week in particular, it looks like they're finally going to have Darnold, Mims, Perriman, Crowder all together. It's something they haven't had the whole year. You throw in Chris Herndon, who caught a touchdown last week, and maybe he's got some good feelings after what's been a miserable season for the Jets tight end. But they've got, as Adam Gase says, their three dudes with Darnold. So this is the chance for the Jets. I mean, this is what they've been talking about, getting everyone healthy on the same page. He got Becton at left tackle, and he's actually had a pretty good year. So let's see what they can do against, as you know, a very good Miami defense. 17 takeaways, third most in the NFL. The Miami defense is really, I think, the reason why they have six wins. The offense has kind of been behind the page, but that defense is good. So it'll be a good test for the Jets going against this Miami D.
We got Andrew Catalan. He will be on the call alongside James Lofton for the Dolphins and the Jets Sunday at 1 o'clock. Okay, Andrew, if I'm a Jet fan rooting for a loss on Sunday, what quarterback would I rather see out there? Would I rather see the youngster in Tua, who still, you know, is a work in progress? He's shown some really good flashes. He also is coming off probably the worst game we've seen so far. Or a guy in Ryan Fitzpatrick who can sling it, could throw for 400. He also could throw for four interceptions. Like, what is the better scenario as far as the Jets losing this game? The rookie quarterback or the vagabond back and forth journeyman in Fitzpatrick?
I heard you ask Ira this question too a little bit time ago. You know, I did the Cardinals-Dolphins game a few weeks ago in Arizona. It was a great game. And Tua, I thought, played very well in the win over Arizona, beating Kyler Murray. He showed you a lot of different things in that game, including a run game, which is not something that he's done much of this year. That was really the only game where he picked up a few scrambling yards. That said, JJ, I think that Fitzpatrick gives them a better chance this week for the Dolphins to win the game. If I'm a Jets fan who wants the Jets to lose, I'd rather see Tua banged up at practice this week, coming off a miserable game and winning, where he gets benched. Greg Williams does a lot of different things defensively to confuse a rookie quarterback. I think those things wouldn't work per se as much against a Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, you know, that's where I am right now. Obviously, Brian Flores felt similarly last week. I mean, he benched Tua in the fourth quarter to give his team a spark, to try to get a win, because he knows that they're going to be fighting and clawing for the playoffs down the stretch. So, you know, I think Tua, look, he's played four games. I mean, he needs time, and you know, it's a tough matchup against this Jets defense, which will do different things to confuse a rookie.
Andrew, when you did that Jet-Dolphin game, and Tua went in for like the final, I think it was like two or three plays, Dolphins were up going away, did you ever think leaving South Florida the following game, whenever the Dolphins were back, that they were going to insert him into the starting lineup. Like, I was so shocked when that happened. Now, I was thrilled about it because, to me, if you got a rookie quarterback with the way the league is set up, with the way the salary cap is set up, I, for one, want them to play. I want them to take their lumps. But it kind of came out of nowhere in many ways. So I'm curious from your standpoint, was that something that threw you like a major, major curveball?
Yeah, I mean, more so than Ryan Fitzpatrick. You saw his reaction to it. He was heartbroken. He gave that press conference after he found out he got benched, that he was on a Zoom with the two people that, you know, took his place or fired him. And, you know, Fitzpatrick was emotional about getting benched. And I think a lot of that was because of how surprised he was. You know, I left that Jets-Dolphins game in week six thinking that this Miami team could make a little bit of a run. They're in a good situation because of Brian Flores, who I think is an excellent coach. They got a veteran in Fitzpatrick who was playing good football, and I thought that it was going to be a good situation for Tua to learn the rest of the year. But obviously Brian Flores felt differently, and to his credit, that's a gutsy move to make when you got the whole team believing that Fitz was going to take him, you know, down the stretch. So no, did not see that coming. I think, again, you've seen some positive signs from Tua, but this is a team that you look at their schedule, JJ, and I know you know it. They got to beat the Jets and then the Bengals next week because they're
and you threw both of those games, by the way, Andrew. So you have to. I believe you were 2-0 doing Dolphin games this year. So I'm hopeful from my standpoint you can continue to be their good luck charm.
Yes, they are 2-0. They beat the Jets. They beat the Cards. Well, big games though coming up. I mean, they can't overlook either one of these teams because then, you know, as you know. I mean, look at Miami's final four games: Kansas City, New England, at Las Vegas, at Buffalo. So these next two games are two they got to get. And when I look at the Jets, this is a big one left on their schedule based on what they have coming up.
Okay, Andrew. You get time normally in person, and I guess this year it's via Zoom, to talk to so many of these different NFL head coaches. What specifically about Brian Flores has been so impressive to you, aside from what you saw last year and what you've seen so far this year? Is there one thing specifically that, like, wowed you and, wow, this guy, he's got a clue, he's got his you-know-what together?
You know, he grew up in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, and he told us that there was times when he was on food stamps, living in the projects. He lived in a tough neighborhood, and he has come all the way from there to be an NFL head coach. And the thing about Brian Flores is he doesn't forget where he came from. He still has that same scrappy blue-collar mentality that he had as a little kid. Went to Boston College, worked his way through the Patriots organization. And what I would answer to your question is he's never lost sight of who he is or where he comes from. And he's built a culture there in Miami where everybody buys in to doing it his way. And his way, as I just said, has taken him all the way up the ladder. He had to work for everything he's had in his life, but he still approaches his life and his job in that same regard. I think his players see how he is, see what he's done, see where he's came from, and they've embodied who he is. He is an excellent young coach. I think he's destined for a big future, and he's already got this team a year after they started 0-7, fighting for a playoff spot. I tip my cap to him. And if they win a few more of these down the stretch, I think he could be your NFL Coach of the Year.
We got Andrew Catalan from CBS Sports getting ready for the Jets and the Dolphins. Okay, Andrew, you're around the AFC. I think we're on a collision course, quite frankly, with Kansas City and Pittsburgh. But if there's somebody in the AFC that's going to, you know, spoil the party, Baltimore, not loving what I'm seeing from Jackson. Now they got all this COVID stuff going on. Colts, I love their defense. I don't know if I trust Phillip Rivers. Tennessee doesn't have their two tackles from last year. I think that's problematic. If there's somebody going to spoil Kansas City, Pittsburgh, up and down the conference, Andrew, who would that be?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the Bills are still a team that I'm high on. They had that heartbreaking loss in Arizona before their bye. Otherwise, you're looking at them at 8-2, and you probably feel a little bit different about Buffalo if they hadn't blown that game against Arizona. I still think it's the Bills. I think that they're not afraid to go on the road into a tough environment and come away with a victory. I'm high on Las Vegas. I'm high on Indianapolis. I could see those two teams making some noise if they stay healthy and they get good quarterback play, which I think is key in your Colts point. But if you got to give me one team, I'm still taking Buffalo. I think they figure out a way to get over some of these injuries they have, and they could be a tough out in January.
Andrew, you had Herbert a couple of weeks ago, and I got to be honest, man, when I watched him in college, I wasn't impressed. I thought, he didn't put up big numbers, he didn't play great in big games, but I got to be fair, I've seen him in games this year. I mean, that guy's slinging the ball like crazy. He's as mobile as can be. He's putting up monster numbers. And I know you saw him put on a show against the Jacksonville Jaguars. What was your takeaway from watching Justin Herbert?
Yeah, he's a stud, JJ. He's got a big arm. And the thing I love about what the Chargers have done is, you see with so many rookie quarterbacks, they get brought along slowly. They don't put too much on their plate. They don't take a lot of deep shots. Chargers are doing the exact opposite of all that. I mean, this guy's just throwing it down the field, and he's got great receivers. Let's not lose sight of that. He's got Keenan Allen. He's got Mike Williams. He's got Hunter Henry at tight end. He's got some threats. He's got some dudes. But they're not scared of putting him in a spot where he might make a mistake or throw a pick. They've opened up their offense, and he, to his credit, has taken full advantage. All you got to do is look at his first start against Kansas City when he found out 20 minutes before the game that Tyrod Taylor had something go wrong in a pregame injection, and there he was starting against Kansas City, and he looked good in that game. I mean, I think that said a lot right there about the kind of kid Justin Herbert is, and I think that he's destined for big things in the NFL.
Andrew, final one. I know you were a part of all the Masters stuff in mid-November, which was so weird, but hey, it beats not having the Masters. What was that overall experience like compared to what you were normally used to, in that first, second week of April, whenever it may be? Having that tournament, middle of November, did it live up to your expectations?
It did. I mean, it always does there for me. And obviously, it felt weird with the time of year, and you had earlier start times because there was not as much daylight, and you had college football coming on before and after, and game day there, the whole deal. But once you get inside the grounds there at Augusta National, everything is the same. I mean, it's just the history, the tradition. It all comes back. The whole locations are the same on Sunday for the most part. We didn't see it at 16 this year. But for the most part, you know where the holes are going to be. You know the players. It always takes you back to what I think is the first, rite of spring, the Masters Tournament. Even though it wasn't spring this year, it still felt like, once you were watching the golf, that it was the Masters Tournament, which to me is the greatest tournament in the world. So, yeah, obviously the schedule, the calendar was a little different, but I mean, it was still great to see all the sights, and you saw some new camera angles this year because there weren't fans on the ground. So, it was still, to me, a really neat deal.
Andrew, appreciate the time. Have a terrific call with James Lofton on Sunday. We will be watching, and I think the Jet fans actually are going to be not mad at me here in this situation in saying that you are the Dolphins' good luck charm, because I think a whole lot of Jet fans want a loss on Sunday. I'll leave it at that. Andrew, all the best, man. Happy Thanksgiving, and go get him on Sunday, okay?
You too. Thanks, JJ.
Good stuff there from our buddy Andrew Catalan. He will have the Jets and the Dolphins for CBS Sports.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.